From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the final portion of a message entitled, The Fruit of the Spirit, What It Is and How It Is Produced. As we've already seen, spiritual fruit is the natural result of the believer's union with Christ. Dr. Cairns has emphasized that the fruit of the Spirit is not a list of duties. Rather, it is the Christian virtues produced in every believer by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's important to note that all of these virtues are to be evident in the life of every Christian, not necessarily to the same degree, but all will be present to some extent. We've noted that these are the fruit of the Spirit and not of the flesh. The Holy Spirit produces this fruit, first by exposing sin, then by revealing Christ. Conviction of sin does not give the power to overcome sin. Only a sight of Christ can do that. Dr. Cairns has shown that Paul is speaking of one indivisible fruit manifested in nine particulars. Essentially, he is describing a life that is totally conformed to the image of Christ. In concluding this message, Dr. Cairns emphasizes that the reality and the quantity of this spiritual fruit depends largely upon the state of the heart in which it grows. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotion is entitled, Maintain the Difference. The text is found in Exodus chapter 8 and verse 23. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Pharaoh has a people, and the Lord has a people. These may dwell together and seem to fare alike. But there is a division between them, and the Lord will make it apparent. Not forever shall one event happen alike to all, but there shall be a great difference between the men of the world and the people of Jehovah's choice. This may happen in the time of judgments, when the Lord becomes the sanctuary of His saints. It is very conspicuous in the conversion of believers when their sin is put away, while unbelievers remain under condemnation. From that moment they become a distinct race, come under a new discipline, and enjoy new blessings. Their homes henceforth are free from the grievous swarms of evils which defile and torment the Egyptians. They are kept from pollution of lust, the bite of care, the corruption of falsehood, and the cruel torment of hatred which devour many families. Rest assured, tried believer, that though you have your troubles, you are saved from swarms of worse ones which infest the homes and hearts of the servants of the world's prince. The Lord has put a division. See to it that you keep up the division in spirit, aim, character, and company.
There's a light just one, there's a
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
did not predestinate a people to argue about predestination. He predestinated them to be like Christ. And Christ-likeness is the greatest expression of predestination in operation that the Bible gives you. Be like Christ. That's what God predestinated us for. And we can talk about election and predestination all we like. If we're not living Christ-like lives, we are denying with our works the very thing that we say we're establishing with our words. Predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ. Paul spoke to the Galatians as his little children, chapter 4, verse 19, and he said, I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Understand what he's saying? He said, I had a passion to see you saved. It was that passion was a pain. It was a hurt. It was something that I bore like an agony of soul akin to the pangs of childbirth to see you brought into the kingdom of God. I travailed to see you saved. Now I have a similar agony to see you sanctified and conformed to the image of Jesus. I am pained to see a lack of holiness within you. I am grieved to see a stunted growth within you. He said, I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. What does he mean? Well, he makes his own meaning clear. When he writes to the Colossians, he says, you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That's what Paul wanted. He gives us the prayer of Epaphras in Colossians 4:1, for the Colossians that they may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. That's what Paul wanted. That's what he means, Christ being formed in you. You're standing complete in him in all the will of God. You have a life conformed to the image of Christ. Martin Luther referred to Christians as little Christs. And Luther was not meaning to be blasphemous. He had got it right. Little Christs. Not that we have any saving virtue or value, but we are, as it were, icons of the Savior. We are pictures of the Savior, images of the Son of God. That's what Paul's describing, a life wholly conformed to the image of Christ. Now, can I make one final comment? The reality and the quantity of the fruit Paul describes depend in large measure on the state of the heart out of which it grows. The Bible likens our heart to soil in which a farmer sows his seed. It's not solely the seed that determines the harvest. It's the soil also. I'm not much of a gardener. If you want to know how little, you just ask Johnny Gresham. I have been known to pull up plants thinking they were weeds. The method of my madness was that I'd never be asked to weed again. But anyway, I'm not much of a gardener. Don't know much about farming, though I lived among farmers for 15 years. But even I know all the work that goes into the preparation of the soil is not just for play. That's a vital part of producing a harvest. Thus, the seed of the Spirit, the seed of the Word, that's powerful seed. But we have the responsibility to purify our hearts so that wholeheartedly we may respond to the Spirit's work. In Jeremiah 4 verse 3, the prophet says, "Thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns." Sow not among thorns. You never see a farmer go out and take the seed that has come to him at great expense and just scatter it on a thorn infested patch. He's not going to do that. He'd be a fool to do that. If he wants a harvest there, he first goes in and he clears out the thorns. He breaks up the fallow ground. He lifts out the great clods. He takes away the boulders and the stones. He prepares the soil, and the seed then will be productive. That's what the prophet's saying. We have the seed. But break up your fallow ground. Hosea chapter 10 verse 12 gives the same message. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. What does it mean? The very next line tells you, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. The Song of Solomon likens the bride of Christ, His church, to a garden enclosed. In other words, we are made to bring forth fruit. Now, we don't all produce the same quantity of fruit or even the same quality of fruit. The Lord Jesus taught that in the parable of the seed falling into good ground. Some brought forth 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, all in good ground. But let me tell you, if we're saved, we must all bring forth some fruit. There is no such thing as a fruitless Christian. It is the Christless hypocrite who bears no fruit at all. As Jesus says in Luke 13 verse 9, he's like a plant that cumbers the ground and will be cut down. But of his people, Jesus says in John 15 verse 16, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." Christian, if you're genuinely regenerated, there will be some fruit. Some experience of the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness. It will all be there in some degree. But oh, if you would be more conformed to the image of Christ, if you would have a more abundant fullness of this fruitful harvest, take God's command very seriously and deal with the fallow ground. Deal with the thorns of the cares of this world. Deal with the stoniness of unbelief. Deal with the laziness and the worldliness and the prayerlessness. Has not God, the Holy Spirit, convicted you of those very things? I trust today in doing so He has also shown you Christ and given you a desire to be like Him. Submit to the control of the Spirit, and I tell you, He will produce a growing, glorious likeness to Christ as He brings forth this ninefold fruit in your life. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we pray that Thou wilt write Thy word on every heart. We thank Thee for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He it is who convicts of sin. He it is who shows Christ to the people. He it is who can control the heart and the mind. He it is who produces fruit. O Lord, we pray this day that Thou wilt work in every person here. Remember those who, for whatever religion they have, still do not have Christ. O God, have mercy upon them with the conviction of sin, and open their hearts to the Savior. O regenerating Spirit of God, do Thine own work to implant life divine in the souls of men and women. And Lord, we pray that Thou wilt speak to every born-again believer. Lord, we ask Thee this day that Thou wilt teach us true holiness. Oh, we thank Thee for the gift of life. Lord, nurture that life. Conform us more and more to the image of Thy dear Son. Oh, Lord, we pray, produce a great harvest of spiritual fruit in our lives. Lord, give us grace to root the thorns out today. Oh, God, deal with one area of our lives after another. Give us, we pray, a deep, abiding desire to be conformed to Christ. O Lord, give Thy word of grace and power, therefore, to Thy people today. Grant as we leave God's house, it will be with a new Spirit-given sight of the Savior, and a new Spirit-given yearning to be like Him. We thank Thee that that's a yearning Thou wilt increasingly satisfy. Hear our prayer, and part us with the blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Be Thou the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought people, both now and evermore, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.